This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I think it's always a pleasure. You got to tell me, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. I mean, there is so much that that you can do on the website. That's therealside.com, therealside.com. Now, look, it's really simple stuff. Most of the time it's really simple stuff. I'll put it that way. The I'm amazed because off, as you know, off to my corner, usually over my shoulder, I have a TV set, right? And I'm kind of watching the news, and I'm looking at these crowds still. Now today I hear how it was mostly a peaceful protest. I don't know what they're talking about. Because I'm looking right now and I'm going, wait a minute, ain't that peaceful? Don't look that peaceful over my shoulder. Right? So Zoe's going to join me after the break, as he does every week. Zoe Rachel, host of the Zopian Den, and so many other things. And the problem where everybody's so afraid to say anything. My heart goes out to those that have been victims of racism. My heart doesn't go out to racists, okay, because there's no reason. You're not born with the DNA of a racist. You are taught that. You are taught to be that. You're taught to be a bully. You're taught to be these things. And when I see what's going on out there, are we supposed to be repaying evil for evil? Do you really believe, in any way, shape, manner, or form, that one of the greatest freedom fighters for the black community, for the African-American community, which was, Martin Luther King Jr., do you really think this would be something he would be right up with you guys on? You think he'd be right next to you, right there, setting things on fire, forcing white people to their knees? You really think this is going to help your cause? I mean, seriously. This is totally getting out of control. This will not make it any easier. I think it's going to get worse. And not because we want to be racist, not because we don't want blacks to flourish. It's going to get worse because the ones that truly don't want to fix racism, the ones that just want to lord over, the ones that just want to keep fanning these flames, they're not going to stop anytime soon. What makes you think they will? Remember, I've been saying for so long in this show, racism means nothing. The word racism doesn't mean anything anymore. They use it for everything, remember? We went through this, we've done shows where, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at school were racist. Using certain words at school were racist because some kids, because of their socioeconomic where they were on the ladder, they couldn't have a certain kind of sandwiches, certain kind of foods, go to certain kind of museums. Remember dinosaurs? It was craziness, and it was all along that it got worse along that 8 years that Mr. Oblamo decided he wasn't going to deal with any of that stuff. You know, that, somebody sent me a question earlier. Let me see. Which I thought was great. You're blaming Trump for all this stuff. Do you think that racism started 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago? If the black community has been, as Schumer liked to say, we have our foot on their neck for all these years, the Dems have been in charge of Congress, the Senate, the president. I mean, you had a black president, a black AG, total control of the Senate and the House. Why didn't you fix it? It's a simple question. Why didn't you fix it? So to me, again, this is the yelling. They're yelling in the streets. They're yelling at you to let you know or to make you think that you're such a bad person. But where were they 10 years ago? Where have they been for the last few decades? Where's Biden and Pelosi? They've been around forever. Why haven't they fixed this yet? Or at least made great strides to make it better. So I'm going to blame it on Obama. That's right. Your black president. My black president. See, Adam said he wasn't my president. I didn't want him for one. I didn't like him. I didn't like the way he did business. But I never said he wasn't my president because he was duly elected, just like Trump was. And you know, and they're trying to throw it all on the Republicans, which is just classic. You think about this. Democrats, decades ago, what they do? They burnt down churches, historic churches. Remember, in the South and other places? What do we see happening today? We've seen historic churches either set on fire, or they tried to set them on fire, right? You remember when the Democrats started that little club of theirs, the KKK? They all wore hoods and masks, right? Because you weren't allowed to see them. They didn't want you to see who they were. I wonder why. They really believed in what they were doing. Why didn't they let their faces shine? What do you see today with Antifa and such? They're hiding their face. They wear masks. These cowards wear masks. And not only do they wear masks and hoodies, they beat up, that's why I call them cowards, they're beating up old ladies. That old Asian woman. Right? This was a victory for them. They were so proud of themselves. Just amazing. And then what did they do? They destroyed black-owned businesses back then. What are they doing today? And they're calling it protests? And I can't believe the black community is okay with this. Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, you can tell I'm on up. Zoe joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have with you. I'm always pleased to have you with me. I hope you are with me. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. A lot that you actually need to do. You actually need to be part of. But, you know, I don't want to waste this time. There's so much to talk about and so much misinformation just being thrown all around the place, and it really is. I know they're old cliches. I know they're it's like throwing gasoline on an open flame, and there's no need for it. I thought it was really cool today that Al Sharpton turned this around and said it was so great. And I'm going to bring him on in a minute to comment. I'm going to wait for him to stop laughing. But Al Sharpton came out and says it's so great to see so many young white men involved in trying to fix this racial issue and try to turn around all this racial conflict. I'm going, Al, they're getting paid $200 a day to throw bricks through windows. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe that wasn't a stretch for them. Anyhow, Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I so much appreciate his time with me, and maybe he can set us straight. I'm too old to figure this out on my own, so I'm going to ask him for help here.
What does that make me, man? I'm not that far behind you, you know.
I think you're a lot farther behind than you know. But, no, seriously, I knew Sharpton was coming out. They were all excited when Jackson came out of the cab, you know. I mean, or the limo, excuse me. God forbid he wouldn't take a cab. Gets out of the limo, right? And they're all excited about him. And I'm going, come on, this is the same old garbage with a different wrapper around it, right?
Man, they're exactly who Margaret Sanger was talking about, man. But she's talking about, we will use the colored ministers to help these people destroy themselves.
That's right.
Paraphrasing here.
No, but you're right.
It's the same stuff. That's who they are. So, yeah, man, and these people will cheer in their own destruction. Ain't that... How's that for some crackers?
I don't. You know what? I have been impressed with, and I got a lot of nasty email too because I've been playing it. I am impressed with people in the black community coming forward and actually using this interweb thing, right? And they're doing their own videos, and the guy is panning across. He says, "We spent years building this town back up. We spent years making this place a proud place for us to come and have our businesses and what have you. And look what they did. Look what they did to us. These weren't our people trying to fix this place. These were outside people who came in and did this to us." I agree with him. If I say that, they want to come after me with bricks and stones. I'm so glad that the black community is waking up and going, no, we're not going to have this. You think that's what's happening to a degree?
Man, I hope so. But once again, this is an opportunity for Republicans to help set the record straight on it, because this thing is a whole, like when we talk about one of the things that liberals like to throw in our face and Afrocentrics like to throw in our face is Black Wall Street. And Black Wall Street was destroyed by who? It was destroyed by Democrats. It was destroyed by white Democrats. And now we have today, you got these nuts out there, you know, like I was getting rebuked because it's like, you know, Zoe, all you do is you talk about, bad stuff that black people are doing. I'm like, do you guys even listen to what it is that I say? I'm calling out white devil Democrats all the time. And these white devil Democrats are out there helping you destroy your communities. And you're cheering them on as they do it. They're out there running shoulder to shoulder with you. And they are using you to help you destroy yourselves. So I'm like, wow, man, it's the same stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. Because one of the things that was bothering me and I was saying was, look, when you have... Well, and you can see them all over the place. They have to be because, you know, Republicans would never help. So you have these little young white Democrats that are there smashing windows in black communities, burning down buildings, beating up people. I mean, seriously, how does this help the cause? It doesn't. And they don't see it. That's the other thing that bothers me. Have they been sown such a bill of goods for so long, such a long period of time, so much fear that they can't get out of it? Is that what it is?
Well, not being able to get out of it, I don't want to sound hopeless, man, because there's always hope in the Lord.
Oh, sure. Amen.
And, he makes a way in the wilderness, man. There's, he is the way, so he's the way out. But what you said before that is definitely true, man. This is constant propaganda. These people are in these areas where they're constantly promoted with this prejudice. And, we have an opportunity to say, look, like I've been telling some people, and some people are getting it, and they're getting it. They get very defensive about the white privilege thing. And I'm trying to tell conservatives, go with it. Go with it. Because the Republican Party itself was founded to end white privilege, because white privilege is a real thing. The Democrat Party is the party of white privilege. It is the apartheid party of America. All the racism that we're so upset about today is because it was instituted by the Democrat Party. So I'm like, Republicans, go with it. Now, tell them to look at the area that they're in. It's all run by Democrats.
That's right.
So there's the opportunity is right. But the thing is, and I'll say this really quick, Joe, we're trying to reason with them. It's not the answer, because these people have not been fed a diet of reason. Their reason has not been stimulated. They're controlled by Democrats. Democrats don't work with reason. Democrats work with imagination. They have promoted a prejudice and created a monster in their mind. And the same vehicle has to be used to liberate them from this spell. But trying to reason with them, like face-to-face, eye-to-eye, it ain't gonna work.
Well, you know, this BLM thing, right? If you come against BLM, I don't know if you saw the video of the young ladies. They were scrubbing some of the, some of our famous buildings that had BLM printed on them, or printed, my butt, paint, spray-painted on them. So they were taking them off. They were calling racist. They were all called all kinds of names. And I'm thinking, you know, somebody really needs to sit back. A group of black people need to sit back and really look at BLM and see what they stand for. And go read their corporate structure. Go read what they have said out there. And really,
man,
really what they want to do. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you what, man. Somebody sent me a tweet, and it was talking about, the All Lives Matter. You know, that's a four-letter word right there. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All Lives Matter is a four-letter word,
yep.
Man. It's like you want to tick them off, say All Lives Matter.
Yep.
And then somebody's going to put a meme out there basically taking the Lord's name in vain and try to use scripture to justify Black Lives Matter and saying that, well, you know, the one sheep mattered and the other sheep were forsaken, so this one sheep could go sought at, be looked after. It's not, so when you say that all lives matter, it's like an insult. And the Bible itself says that you can concentrate on this one sheep. And I'm like, okay, well, if you guys are so, if BLM is so concerned about the one lost sheep, this one helpless sheep, then the first place that they should have burned down was the abortion clinics.
Bingo.
Where genocide against the black community is the most.
Amen. Amen. You know what? Do they not know, or how well-hidden could it be, that Margaret Sanger call the black community undesirables, the
right?
Dregs of society. I mean, mm-hmm. Can you imagine if I'm sitting here going, yes, you know what, we should pump up Planned Parenthood because they help get rid of the dregs of society. I mean, that thing would be burning my house down within, 20, 25 minutes. She
right.
says it, and it's like, oh, she's like a hero. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Zoe's going nowhere. We'll be right back. I've been having to pray a lot. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Family and friends of George Floyd honored him in Minneapolis, 2 miles from where the 46-year-old father died in police custody. Floyd's death has reignited a nationwide movement against the police killings of black Americans. three of the four ex-officers charged in Floyd's death made their first court appearances.
We got all four! We got all four! We got all four! We got all four!
And in Georgia, a judge ruled that the case against three men charged in murdering Ahmaud Arbery can go forward. Largely peaceful marches continue in dozens of cities. Los Angeles has lifted its curfew, and at the White House, new fencing has been installed to bolster security. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that people in New York City protesting the death of George Floyd should assume they've been exposed to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the worst-looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But let me just bring him on because I always love the time I spend with him because we can hit stuff for real. All right, I hate these people. I watch them on TV. They dance around issues. You can't dance around. You never fix anything by dancing around the issue. Alfonso Grateful joins me as he does every week now. Listen, tell him about the Zoloft. Tell him about your anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. I just love that. And
you're getting good at that, man. Yeah.
I'll get it down one of these days, yeah. Where they can find it.
I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, where I do have the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge, and I have my audiobook. A Solid Right Cross is available as an audiobook read by yours truly. And, you can go there. It's on the donation page. You can read it for free. If you want to make a small donation, that'd be great. I hope you don't mind me saying. But you can read it for free. If people want insights on how to deal with this race-baiting, class-baiting, gender-baiting nonsense, my book is going to help you with that. And basically what my book is going to tell you is that read the Bible. But get my book so my book will tell you to read the Bible. But A Solid Right Cross addresses.
Got to blow the dust off first, and then they can read it.
Right?
All right, but listen, we all know, look at, first of all, I very much believe that what's going on right now, and I believe you do too, this is a spiritual battle. There's nothing new here. Yeah, I was joking with you during the break that the only difference between, you know, now and then is that back then they actually had to use real slate tablets. Nowadays we have electronic ones, you know, so.
Right.
But nothing really has changed. It's the same thing. It's dividing people, right? I mean, and I know that some people find this distasteful whenever I say it. I go, look, there's only one race. We've created the divisions. There's the human race, okay? God doesn't see us, oh, he's one of my black kids, and he's one of my white kids, and he's one of my Asian kids. God doesn't do that. We do that. And that's what causes the problem, okay? And the fact that even white folks are being told that when they, unless they, did you see, I don't know if you saw this on TV lately, and this should hit home for you, is they were having these, coming up with these white people and making them bend down or kneel down in front of them and saying Black Lives Matter. And I got somebody, one of my Christian brothers, mad because I said, I only bend the knee for one, Jesus Christ. That's it. Okay? And it's like, well, you know what kind of trouble you're causing? Yeah, none.
man. Oh, man.
Go for it. I mean, is not going to fix anything.
No, it's not. It's okay, really quick. You know, the Lord, he's looking at our heart. The Lord, I mean, the Lord created us to be different colors and all that sort of stuff. He's going to preside over a sea of nations. He will see all the nations. But none of that stuff is a reason to hold any prejudice. Like, you know, you acknowledge a person's ethnicity and all that sort of stuff. That's one thing. To be hung up on it is something totally different.
Yep.
But that being said, this whole take a knee thing, okay, there's a reason why the commandments say, do not worship or bow down to any other gods. And not only does it not say that, when you break it down into Hebrew, it says, do not let anyone make you. You do not kneel to anybody. If they're going to make you kneel, they're going to have to break you to do it. Okay? But other than that, you don't submit to anybody telling you to take a knee for them. That's in the commandments. So I see these police officers and I see National Guardsmen out there taking a knee. It's like, if you're going to take, why didn't you guys take a knee in prayer?
Amen.
That's more powerful. But you took a knee. They knelt down before the protesters. Oh, my God, Joe. I was like, are you?
Did you? All right. I'm glad you saw. I'm watching this stuff. And the little white girl, you remember, they grabbed her and they said that she had to kneel down. And, you know, there was some kind of mantra they wanted her to say. And I'm thinking, are you serious? You're a coward. Why don't you meet me on the sidewalk and tell me I have to kneel? Let's see how that works out for you. Okay?
Thank you. That's right.
Okay, not going to happen.
It might be a fight. It's probably going to be a fight. Yeah. You know, because my God says nobody makes
that's
you
right.
kneel.
No, no, you have to break
anybody.
You're going to have to break my knees. That's going to happen. But we don't have a lot of people like that. Your point, I love it. You brought something up that I go through all the time with people. They bring up scripture and they twist scripture. Oh, you're supposed to live peaceably with all men. Oh, okay, no problem. So if they set up all these gods that they want me to worship, they're going to pound on me. To be peaceable, should I worship those gods? I mean, you
exactly.
guys have gone out of your mind with this stuff.
That's right, that's right. And the word says, make peace if it's possible, is what the word says. It ain't always possible.
You know what? And again, I'm not going to call it any group in particular, but there is a church that is just so squishy on this stuff. And I said, why does God tell us to put on our whole armor? If he wasn't a fighting God, if he wasn't about us, you know, protecting things or what have you, he'd say, you know, put on your bathrobe and your fuzzies, and Jesus is going to bring you tea in a few minutes here, and we'll just discuss. Right? I mean, seriously, he talks about the wiles of the devil. He talks about the fiery darts. He talks about the fights. And hello? Anybody reading your Bible anymore?
That's right, man. Yeah, that's good, man. That's it. And people need to understand, you know, when they think about Jesus turn the other cheek and all that sort of stuff, you know, and who he was followed by, man, his disciples were armed, man. They were ready to fight. And they think that Jesus just handed himself over to die like a helpless lamb. Jesus let them know, it's like, look, man, I got 12 legions of angels. I got a hot militia behind me right now.
That's
and
right.
Each and every one of them can get down. They're very skilled with their weapons. I'm going to let you take me, one, because I'm going to let you know that I'm God, and the only reason why you can take me is because I'm going to let you. And two, I'm the only one who can beat the one who destroys you all. I'm the only one who can beat death. I got to meet death to beat death. And that's the only reason why I'm going to let you kill me. You know, but other than that, when I come back for you, oh, man.
You're making me laugh, because there's a lot of people cringing out there right now. And I go, you know, our God is a fighting God. He fought for us. Look what he did for us. Look what he did to bring us back into the family. If you don't think that was a fight, and then realize that God really doesn't need to fight. He can snap his fingers and fix all this in one shot. But he gave us his word. He told us how it was going to go down. And he's not a liar. So none of this stuff bothers me. I just sit back and I kind of laugh. I go, you know, you guys get so stuck up on a God that created you. Look in the mirror. This is not, you know, this is not hard to figure out. I mean, God's got a sense of humor. He loves us. You ever see that? You ever see the movie The King and I? With Yul Brynner, the original one.
Yeah, I remember Yul.
Okay.
Oh, man, long time ago.
All right, well, yeah. Well, you haven't blown away that many brain cells. I'm sure you'll figure this out when I die. There is a scene when he's playing, he's doing his royal stuff, and he's on stage, not on stage, he's out there talking to the people, and he is the king. It's very obvious. And his little daughter comes around the corner, and she gets all excited. You know, that's not the king. That's daddy. Okay? She comes around the corner, she gets all excited, she looks at daddy, she goes to run, and daddy shoots her a look, and she stops. She goes, oh, yeah, I can't go out there. And then he gives her a little smile, and she just melts. because she knows, all right, I got the rule. I'm in the guideline here, and it's good, and Daddy loves me. And that's how I feel with God a lot of times. You know, I'm going down that road, and it's kind of like, all right, I got it. I shouldn't do that. All right, cool. I'll let you handle it.
That's the side of God you want to be on, too, man. It's we don't want to be on his business end, man. And a lot of people are inviting that in. And, you know, especially when they try to drop scripture to justify all this stuff, when they try to, you know, the rioting and the between that and immigration and anything that they try to they'll try to draw scripture for all of this sort of stuff. And this is all part of it. All of this is part of pulling in their narrative.
Yeah.
And it's why God says, don't take my name in vain. Because that's exactly what they do.
But so we as Christians, you know, and again, I get a lot of good feedback when we do these shows together, because you're the only guy I can really hit with this stuff. It's like we as Christians have kind of given up our what is ours, what God has given us. You know, we step back, we give up, we let them walk all over us. You know, you can't pray at school. Bullpuckies, you can't pray at school. My daddy owns the ground that school is built on. What are you talking about? Right.
Right. Right. Man, you know, the thing is even when Israel was enslaved, man, when God led them out, when he had them led out, he led them out and let them know that they were his army. All right, you're not just my chosen people, you're my army. So now we're supposed to inherit, we're supposed to be grafted in with the Israelites. And if we're grafted in with the Israelites, then that makes us the army too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So we got to be ready to throw down. Now, we're not looking for a fight, y'all. But the thing is, if they're going to try to make us capitulate to be ruled by the ideals of man over the ideals of God, then yeah, we got a tussle coming.
You know, we cannot do spiritual distancing. You know, I got, what was it, last week there was a doctor that was out and he was talking about the churches and the person asked him, he said, well, you know, what do you think about these churches wanting to get together? I mean, is there a way we can help them out? And he says, well, the virus does not respond to prayer or God.
Wow.
And I'm like, come on, God, what are you waiting for? Where's the lightning here? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Steve, your host. Don't go far. Zoe Rachel will be with us right after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? You know, there is just something so cool about the fact that she talks about fog. I want you to give that some thought. Nancy Pelosi, she is definitely well-versed when it comes to fog, if you know what I mean. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Always send out an email about once a week. Let you know what we're doing and what's coming up. A lot of good things happening. You know, you're looking at everything that's happening out there. God is still God. God's still on the throne. Okay, don't get all crazy about this. Let's get the peace that passes all all understanding. You do dumb things out of fear. You do dumb things when you're afraid. So just sit back and relax. And here's a guy I have a lot of trust in when it comes to this kind of stuff, because I love, you know, Zoe, really, you're one of the few guys that we can really hit the word in such a way to where there's no fringes. There's no foo-foo around the fringes. The Bible says, if you lie, stop. It doesn't say, like, well, you can lie if you don't want your wife to feel bad, or you don't want to hurt grandma's feelings, or, you know, whatever. What is it? Stop. Just stop. Okay? It's that simple. And go ahead.
And that's what we're dealing with a lot here, man, is we're dealing with a lot of, you know, it's more than just lies. You know, like when we look at the commandments we've kind of been raised to believe that it's thou shalt not lie. It's not necessarily thou shalt not lie. It's thou shalt not slander. Thou shalt not bring false witness against your neighbor. You can actually, you know, and I talk about this in my book, you know, You know, you can actually lie and help somebody. Like, you got any Jews in there? No. No, there's no Jews here, right? A lie just saved a bunch of people's life. Hey, you got any slaves in there? You know about the Underground Railroad? It's like, no. You know, so you, or, you know, in the case of your wife saying, hey, does this dress make my butt look big? No, no, actually it does not. And you guys get to go out to dinner.
You're
in peace.
Coward.
Nuh-uh, that's not cowardice. That's
no,
that's
no, 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 no. You look at your wife and you go, honey, you know what? You know that red dress you got? It makes you look so much better. You know, that one doesn't that's do to you what the other one does.
Hey, you know what? You don't want to tell them that it makes their butt look, because you want to be like Sir Mix-a-Lot. You can do side bends and sit-ups, but maybe don't you lose that butt, right? Anyway, but the thing is that's what a lot of what's going on out there, man, is slander. We're dealing with a world, and that's what the devil's name means. Satan, the accuser, the slanderer. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the prince of the power of the air at work. And, you know, when we, what was it you were just talking about, man? You were talking about how people are saying that God... You know, like even Cuomo, when he's talking about God had nothing to do with flattening the curb or bringing down the virus. And like this is something that God can't handle. It's like, okay, Jesus then already proved when he was here, all right, anybody who was around him wasn't hungry. Anybody who was hungry, who if they were blind, they could see again, they could hear again. If they had diseases, I mean, I'm talking about diseases that make coronavirus look like nothing,
like
right?
A sneeze, yeah, right.
And, you know, Jesus taking care of all that stuff, what, no problem. They killed him for that. It's like, hey, well, I just did all that, and Jesus is like, you know what? I ain't doing that no more. I done already done it. Okay, so it's like you guys challenging me to come to prove to you that I can handle a virus. I didn't already done it. I didn't show that I could beat every act of oppression, including death. I can fix all that. Now you guys are going to have to deal with it, and it's gonna cripple you. You're gonna get a good taste of it before I come back and fix it again.
I'm one of those believers, all right, that God, you know, we have got the power to trample over these things. I don't get all scriptural on people because some people listening aren't into the word, but you know, God, look at, he created it all, he got it all rolling, okay, and you think this virus is something he can't deal with? So what, the thing that scares me though is when that doctor slash that scientist says, hey. You know, the virus doesn't bend to God. God, you know, I mean, it doesn't care about God. I'm going, wait a minute. Whoa. What are you talking about? The problem is there's a whole bunch of Christians out there. They don't think about turning to the book. They don't think about turning to God's word or asking God to protect them or even what do I need to do to protect myself against this thing? They go running for the drug. They go running for the doctor. They go, all of a sudden, the center of their life is no longer God. The center of their life is what scientists are saying what. And here's the funny thing about it. In the world of doctors, what do they call it? They call it a practice. Because you can't get it right. You're trying. And you right. Get five doctors in a room. Are you telling me that if I had five doctors in a room and I said, hey, the coronavirus, I think I have it. How do I stay away from it? And you're going to get three different answers, right? At least with five doctors in a room. God got,
you know, the thing,
depend on me.
Right.
Look to me.
Exactly.
I'm your sufficiency.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And he does want us to look into his word. You know, God's given us the statutes on these things. God has given us hygienic ordinances before the medical profession, long before the medical profession figured out that all bodily fluids are suspect. God had already made that clear to us. God has already given the statutes on quarantining, right? He's given you a nominal date, you know, to where you can have this and you can still be where it is, where you're not a danger to anybody else. And at the same time, be productive in society with a certain period of time without, you know, it end up breaking your bank. So God then already gave us his statutes on that. And in that common sense, he has given us his protection. And you got to lean on him for that, you know, to make sure that you carry that out and bear the fruit of what it is that you learn from him so that you're not a liability to your neighbor.
You're talking to a guy that agrees with you. I look at this stuff, and when you're confused with this, and you're trying to figure out what to do and what direction to go in, how many people... Mm-hmm. And look, the Bible says we're supposed to seek godly wisdom, all right? That mm-hmm. doesn't mean you go down to James, you know, Happy Crystal House, right? and you get the crystals you need. And I'm not making fun. You know, if you're out there and not things you do, you'll work it through eventually, I'm sure. But you can't ask Christians to get involved in all this or be happy for you because we see that as something different. You're looking, I mean, for us, you're actually looking to a demonic power to kind of guide your life, you know?
Right.
It makes me crazy.
I used to be one of those cats too, man. One of them, you know, crystals. And my early pagan days, you know, messing around with that stuff before I came to Christ, man, and found out that, you know, and realized that he's the real deal. And, but yeah, man, because, you know, a lot of these people think that, I love that, you know, that saying, you know, when people talk about being spiritual, you know.
Yeah, I never got that.
demons are spiritual too. And, you know, if you're going to be into spirituality, why not take it to the King of Spirits? The Lord himself has proven that he is the King of Spirits. It's in his word. You know, so why not take counsel from him?
Well, you know, here's what I always thought was funny, right? A lot of people who reject God, reject him for, you know, just a couple of reasons, but there are reasons we can easily wrap our mind around. The first one is always, well, I don't see him, I don't feel him, you know, there's nothing really there, so I really, you know, I really can't get into it, right? That kind of stuff. The other one is what? He has too many rules, right? That's like, oh, so you want the God of whatever goes is the rule. That's the God you want, or whatever you want to do, you can do. But the ones when they're always saying to me, those spiritual ones, right? They're always saying to me, you know, but God, you know, the one authority, I just can't wrap my mind around it. You can't see him. You really can't talk about it. I said, but wait a minute. You got angels on the wall. You don't see them. And yet you rely on them to do stuff for you, right? You got these crystals. I'm thinking of Star Wars here. What do you tell you? Put them, you know, I mean, something's going to come out of them like this blue goo-goo that's going to make everything well again. You got nothing here. There's nothing here where you just stick it on your arm, fixes, heals it, bang, done. How do you rectify that?
Too many rules. too many rules. Okay. Usually the more agnostic and atheistic type usually lean toward the Democrat Party, and if they're worried about rules, oh my God! So God basically, when he started this whole thing, he only had one rule, right? It was just one rule: don't eat from this tree. And then from that one rule, he made 10. And then from that 10, he made 2: love God, love your neighbor. That's they both God's have a whole bunch of rules,
and they both have love in them. They both have love in them, right?
Exactly. Now, for these people who lean towards Democrats, all they got is rules. Rules, rules, rules. You can't even park without seeing a whole bunch of rules. They've got sanctions for flipping everything. COVID-19 is a whole bunch of rules. You can't go out without a face mask. You can't go out. You got to have your hand sanitizer. And all these rules that have basically crippled our economy. And they're talking about God, about rules? Oh, my God.
You know, I was talking to this guy the other day, and I said, look, I know you don't believe all this stuff the same way I do, but Mother Teresa, right? Look at what that woman did and what she was around. Now, she didn't spend 10 years of her life, you know, checking out the medical field to see what she could do to keep herself safe and from not getting this disease. She felt God called her to do this, so God was going to protect her. She jumped in with both feet, full faith, like Abraham had, right? And she got in there and she did her job. Funny, she never got that disease, did she? So she relied on God, you know, that one you can't touch or see or taste or feel or anything like that, right? But true faith that if God called you to do it, he's going to take care of you, right? He's going to help you accomplish that goal. But we have so many Christians today, and I jokingly call them Sunday go to meeting Christians, where it's kind of like a feel good, you know what I mean? The band gets, and I know I'm making fun of music, sorry, but the band gets in there and they get up and you're all pumped up with worship, but what was the message? What are you taking out of there? You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. Right, right. And you know, and be careful, folks. You know, I know that a lot of people are, you know, have a lot of respect for Mother Teresa. She had a lot of internal suffering, though. Lots of internal suffering. And, did expose herself to a lot of things. And there were things that were going on, you know, within Mother Teresa that she did struggle with. And so be careful. You know, that that one really is leaning on the Lord as opposed to leaning on your works that you may be boasting in to do these things, because you can bring on undue suffering on yourself.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
I guess I understand what you're saying. My biggest point is we always go looking to secular things first. Even when we're called to something, we got to stop that. We got to do what God tells you to do and go for it. Otherwise, you're going to have the corona around for 20 years. Anyhow, real quick, where can they find you?
Thanks, man. I'm at Bronze Serpent Media, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft. Hope to see you guys there. Thank you.
Everywhere. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a little while. Don't go far.